Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I pray that everyone is doing well out there. I see that there's a lot going on in the world. Just was looking at the news concerning Netanyahu from Israel, the prime minister, his speech about the deal that we, the United States, are involved in with Iran concerning their nuclear weapon capability. You know, it's tough to determine what all is what, but what I do know is we live in very interesting times, and we live in uncertain times, and we live in times where people seek to do harm to one another, whether it's on an individual scale, on a statewide, the state scale, world, region, you know, East versus, you know, Middle East and West, and all these disputes that are going on. But God knows, and I trust and believe that God will handle it. But at the same time, we got to pray. We have to pray for the peace of Israel. We need to pray for the peace of the United States. We need to pray for all of our leadership, all those ones that are in authority in our government and multiple governments around the world, so we may live a peaceable life. Now, I know that we're coming towards the end of the times, and that's going to be very hard. But at the same time, we are God's children, and he can insulate us from certain atrocities. But we need to pray. We need to join together, and we need to pray for that our government does the right things and make the right decisions. Amen. So let us pray. Lord, we love you on today. We are your children, Lord, and we are asking for you to intervene. We're asking you to intervene in the negotiations between the United States and the world with Iran, with the nuclear situation. We don't know all things. We don't know what's being said. We don't know the whole extent of the deal, but we believe in you, and we need you to intervene, Lord, that nothing happens, Lord, where the United States or Israel is in such a perplexed and tough situation where we end up going to war. I pray that that is not in the situation. I pray, Lord, that you just give us peace and you help us with the situation and you touch the leadership, that they make the right decisions according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go over to John chapter 13, and we left off at verse 30, and it says, "He then, having received the sop, received the bread," this is Judas, "went immediately out, and it was night." And we started talking a little bit about night or darkness. Let me take you over to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, and we're going to read 23 as well. This is Jesus speaking. "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, be healthy, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil or unhealthy, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" I want to read you a little bit of my commentary, because I thought it was a very good explanation for Matthew 6, 22 to 23 to help us with these scriptures. It says, "The light of the body is associated with the eye. The concept here is based on the ancient idea that the eyes were the windows through which light entered the body." You know, you've heard as a saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And so that is what, as a metaphor, Jesus was using here. So let's continue. "If the eyes were in good condition, the body could receive such light. Jesus, using this language metaphorically, affirms that if a man's spiritual sight is healthy and his affections directed towards heavenly treasures, his whole personality will be without blemish. The phrase, 'if thine eye be single,' indicates devotion to one purpose." And so it's talking about, what are you setting your affections on? What are you after? You know, in Colossians, what is that? Colossians, I believe, 3 and 2, it talks about, "Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And so in these scriptures, it's talking about if your eyes are single, if your motivation, your intention, your desires, your affections are set on the light, if your eyes are on things that are of Christ, of righteousness, then the body has light. But if your affections are set on unhealthy spiritual things, you are dark. And how great is that darkness? Which takes us back over to John chapter 13. Judas was set on dark things. He was dark. He walked with Jesus. He saw the miracles. He was in the inner circle. But his intention was on things of the darkness. He wanted something. And that's how Satan was able to attach to him. Remember, he was in charge of the money bag. And he was in charge of the money bag. And in chapters before, it talked about when Mary fell down at Jesus' feet and put that expensive ointment on his feet and washed off his feet with her hair. Judas made a comment and said, "That's a waste. We can use that money that could have been sold, that ointment or those perfumes could have been sold for money. We could have used it for the poor." And remember, the scripture said he didn't care about the poor, but because he held the money back, because he used to steal out of the money bag. He was a thief. He was a thief. So therefore, here he is in charge of the money bag, stealing from the money bag, which was supposed to be used for the poor and used for supplies and food for the disciples. He was stealing out of it. Then you come over to John chapter 13, when the idea was placed in his heart from Satan to betray Jesus. And then here he is accepting that those thoughts, because he was already operating as a thief. Then he goes out in verse 30. He immediately left, and it was night. And he left out to betray Jesus. We have to be careful about, I said it yesterday, about entertaining sin, entertaining thoughts, entertaining things that are unrighteous. This world will constantly tell us that we need to gain, we need to get, acquire, achieve. That has its place. But the Bible says, what is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is the most important thing. And you know, I watch a lot of Christian television. I watch a lot of programs. I listen to a lot of Christian radio. I'm trying to feed my spirit. There's some things I can't watch because I don't agree with them. And I don't agree with a lot of the things that are coming on about money and all that kind of stuff, because that's not what it's about. Where's your soul? Where's your soul? What relationship do you have with God, with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world? That's what's going to matter at the end of the day. There's so many things we don't have control over. We really don't have control over really pretty much most things. That's why we have to trust God. It's about trust. This is a faith walk. This is a, do we believe the word or not? And if we believe the word, we operate in it. I was recently told, I have family across the country, primarily in Texas and in Washington, D.C., in the Maryland and Virginia area. And I was told recently that someone that is very dear to me now all of a sudden is a non-believer. They grew up as a believer. Now they're a non-believer. They believe in that. No, Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. You know, you got to be careful. The enemy can get a hold of people's minds and twist the doctrine, twist what you have believed. That's why you need to stand firm on the word of God. And I don't care who's saying what, if it is not in the word and it does not line up with the nature and characteristics of God that you have learned from the word, that is a false doctrine. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. You have a wonderful day. God bless you. Amen.